Then we come to verse 6 here, and this is the second great principle, who will render to every man according to his deeds, and he shall reward every man according to his works. Absolute justice is the criterion of the judgment or rewards. Man's deeds stand before God in his holy light. No man in his right mind wants to be judged on this basis. Why, that was Cornelius. He was a good man, but he was lost. And then he says, to them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. And we have here a series of things that are coming up for judgment. And these are the things God will judge men for. I'll not take up that list, but I'm going to drop down now to verse 11 to the third principle. There's no respect of persons with God. You see, this is a great principle of the Old Testament. For the Lord your God is a God of gods, Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward. Can't buy them all. That's Deuteronomy 10:17. And God's no respecter of persons. Simon Peter found that out when he came to the home of Cornelius. May I say to you again and again, the Word of God refers to that. God won't play favorites. He has no pet. All men are alike before him. Justice is blindfolded, not because she's blind, but that she may not see men in either silk or rags. All must appear alike. Church membership, a good family, and even having a fundamental creed give you no advantage before him at all. Do you have a Savior or don't you have a Savior? And we're told, for as many as have sinned without law shall perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. And this is another great principle by which God is going to judge today. For notice, and it's expressed in verse 13, for not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. I wish I had time to go in that. The heathen are lost without the law. They're not lost. A great many people say they're lost because they haven't accepted Christ or haven't heard about Christ. My friend, they're lost because they're sinners. That's the condition of all mankind. Men are not saved by the light they have. They're judged by the light they have. And it's not the hearers of the law. A great many people think if they just approve the Sermon on the Mount and think it's a very nice document, that means they're saved. My friend, that's not the basis at all. Now we find in verse 15 here the fifth great principle, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, the conscience also bearing witness in their thoughts, the meanwhile accusing or else excusing them. God can and will judge the heathen by his own conscience. May I say to you that we think that today, that somehow or another, the heathen, because of the fact that they don't have the revelation, but they're not even living up to the light they have, God will judge them on that basis. Verse 16, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Now that's the basis of judgment. This idea that because I happen to be a good man, that is, I think I am, that I'll be saved. God's going to judge the do-gooders. And he'll judge him on the basis of what they've done by Jesus Christ and the secrets of the human heart. You want the secrets of your heart brought out? Not the lovely little things you said, but the dirty little thoughts that came to you. All of that will be brought out. I thank God that I have a Savior today.